Columbia City's current population is about 8,500, and it's mostly white. But the number of Hispanic and Latinos has gone up as Puerto Ricans take advantage of a job transfer off the island to create a home in Columbia City. Warsaw-based Zimmer Biomet is located about 29 miles west of Columbia City. They also have a plant in Puerto Rico. And after Hurricane Maria, Zimmer asked some of their Puerto Rican employees if they would relocate to plants in the continental U.S., like the one in Warsaw. Local officials helped welcome the new residents, but Columbia City Mayor Ryan Daniel had some concerns. When he heard the news, he worried about housing and whether the new residents would feel welcomed.
We're really kind of insulated in Columbia City, which is weird, but we are very, very white English-speaking individuals here in Columbia City. We have had very few individuals from we'll say other cultures or other languages that have been here and moved here to Columbia City. And so this actually provides both a challenge and an opportunity for us.
Daniel added that when a new group of people move into a community like Columbia City, it does stir up conversations, especially on social media.
But I will say the vast amount of discussions that we have had, easily 20-1, has been very positive and just helping people to understand the what, when, why, where, and how. We've heard back is people saying, hey, I'm not great in Spanish, but I know a little bit and I'd love to help.
One of those residents ready to help is Richard Gerber. He works at the local YMCA and has a new role.
I guess I'm the teacher. I guess that's my title. And I also work here at the Y as a wellness coach.
Gerber found out about the new residents after watching the local news one night. The next day, he was approached by his boss.
She met me out in the lobby here and she said, Richard, I got a question for you. You know, and she said, do you know a lot of Puerto Ricans are moving here? And I said, yeah, I just saw that. And she said, how about teaching English for us? I said, sure.
He has some thoughts about whether the community is ready for the change the new residents could bring.
Some people have a problem with these, quote, immigrants coming here to live off of welfare and take our jobs. Well, no, they're coming. Specialized jobs. They are American, United States citizens. They're just transferring. And they are going to be contributing to the economy here and certainly to the culture.
Mercy Stella Gonzalez Perez is one of the new residents that is now calling Columbia City home. She arrived in January and lives with her dad and her dog in an apartment complex.
We came here with other several families. And we kind of live on the same place. Some of them live in Warsaw. We're all pretty close. We got to know each other better here. The rest of my family, such as my mom, my brother, and my grandmother, they still live in Puerto Rico. But we're kind of expecting my mom to come here and maybe in the summer or next semester, hopefully. But as of now, it's just me and my dad.
Gonzalez Perez is from Ponce, Puerto Rico. She recently graduated from college and is continuing her studies. Her dad works for Zimmer Biomet, and she found work at Coesi Elementary School as a paraprofessional, where she helps Spanish-speaking students that are learning English. She says things have gone well so far, but there will always be challenges.
It obviously hasn't been an easy transition. It hasn't been easy getting used to the weather. Getting used to the change of the atmosphere. Most of the families don't speak English fluently. Maybe only one member of the family, but not all of them speak fluent English, so I think that's very hard for most of the families.
Mayor Daniel says they're rolling out information, making sure the community is informed and welcoming to the new residents.
We thought it was very important to just inform the community, first of all, of who these families were. Good, hardworking families. And these are American citizens. You know, that's one of the biggest misperceptions that we really had to fight was Puerto Rico is not a part of Mexico. Let's start there, okay? Puerto Rico is an American protectorate. So we had to overcome those barriers. But certainly as the mayor of a small community, it's my job to be a cheerleader.
During the initial wave, about 50 Zimmer employees relocated to Indiana. A second wave of Puerto Ricans is expected to arrive after spouses and children move to Columbia City this summer. The city says they are ready. They have translated city documents and their park information, even flyers promoting their new Centro Acuático, or Aquatic Center. For WBOI News, I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana.